speaking with a good friend, somebody who I've had a chance to speak with a couple of times from time to time. She is actually going to be involved with a small business Saturday that's coming up this weekend. We have Gina Tempesta with us. Gina, you there?
I am, Kevin. Hi, how are you?
I am pretty good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on the show.
And Gina actually has a book, and the book is called, correct me if I'm wrong, Gina, Boston's Other Green Monster, a story about the Big Dig.
That's correct, yep.
Intriguing. What made you come up with a book, and it's a children's book, right?
It is. It's the first children's book ever about the Big Dig. Yep.
What made you do a children's book?
I'm sure some of your older listeners may remember that I am a radio personality. I started my early career many years ago on ATD, and did traffic and news for many radio stations. Was asked by my hometown on the North Shore to read for Community Reads Day about 7 years ago. And being a traffic reporter at the time, I'm like, great, I'll go to the library and pick up a book about the Big Dig to read to the kids. And there was no book, so I decided to write one.
Really? Now, so you must have, because a lot of us adults look at the ugly story of the Big Dig. So how did you put a children's touch on the Big Dig?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because it took me about a year to kind of work up the courage to even begin writing. So when I figured out my starting point, which was to interview the engineer, Fred Salvucci, the guy who kind of had the original concept of the Big Dig, I wanted to sit down with him and get his thoughts, said, you know, let's just chat for about a half an hour. 2.5 hours later, I left in tears, and I thought, I will never, ever be able to do this. And it was actually Facebook friends, actually, that really encouraged me when I told them that. One friend in particular said, you know, if they can write a song and have a holiday about Christopher Columbus, then you can do this, too. And so that kind of made me, you know, got my gears really spinning and thinking about that's really true. A lot of you know, a lot of children's stories are very simplified when you look at them in the context of history and about kind of the bad and dark history of it, just to kind of get the point across. So that's what I did. I simplified the story and made it a sweet story about a boy from the suburbs who goes to the North End and, you know, loves the Greenway the way it is now. And his grandfather tells him the story about the Big Dig and says the Greenway wasn't always here.
So now, who are some of the characters in the book, so we know?
Yep, the two main characters are Tony. He's the little boy from the suburb.
Okay.
And he goes to visit his grandfather. Italian word for grandfather is Nonno, so we call him Nonno throughout the story. They are the main characters because Tony kind of says to Nonno, you know, did my father play in this park when he was little? And Nonno says, oh, no, that's a whole different story. There used to be an ugly green monster here.
there was.
What's that?
There was.
There was, if you remember it, absolutely. Called the central artery, and then Nonno tells him the story. And then through the story, there's a lot of characters. There's one page in particular that some adults may find a little funny. We've got some lawmakers. They're modeled after some familiar faces that people might be able to check out. And we've got construction workers and politicians and cars, lots of cars, and rats. There's lots of rats.
Really? Well, hey, if it works for the Muppet Show.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know if people remember that, but that was always a big thing. Like, nobody knew what was going to happen with the rats. And so when Nonno's telling Tony the story, Tony's imagination runs a little wild with the rats. So there's a little bit of something for everyone in the book.
What was it like? So I would think that you would have to do an initial a mock-up of the book before and take it to the publisher, or was this something that you self-published? How did the process work?
It was a long process. I actually wound up independent publishing out of Bridgewater, out of Sweet Dreams Publishing, out of Bridgewater.
Okay.
I had queried the book to all of the larger houses in New York and California, and I wasn't getting any bites, so I decided to go local, realizing that somebody on a local level would really understand that. So I brought the five-page manuscript to her, and she found me an illustrator who had never been to Boston before. So we worked for years on coming up with the illustrations and the concepts, and I was really lucky as well to have friends who were traffic reporters in the helicopter back in the day. So I have a picture of the old central artery that was donated to me, and I reached out to Dan McNichols, who wrote the adult books that I kind of used as visuals, and when I talked to kids about the book without the illustrations, I used Dan's book, and so Dan and I became quick friends, and he gave me access, full access, to Northeastern University's archives, so I have some great pictures that were never published before. So that was a long, interesting process.
And again, we're speaking with children's book author Gina Tempesta, as she's going to be part of a special event this Saturday at the Hanover Mall, where she will not only be doing a little reading, she'll be signing some books, be there from 10 a.m. to noon. And this is going to be at, what is this going to be, a small business Saturday that they're holding?
It is. It's for Small Business Saturday, and it's to support Storybrook Cove, which is an independent bookstore in the mall.
How has the book been received? What's some of the feedback that you've been getting?
I've been getting great feedback. As a matter of fact, I got an email a couple of weeks ago from former Governor Michael Dukakis, who told me that he sat down and read the book to his two grandkids, and they made him read it again as soon as he finished. So that really was great to hear that. I've got a couple of people, one of my bosses who was from England, said his kids, and this book is really, I picture it from about 6 to 12 years old. He said his 3-year-old is obsessed with it, loves it. So I've been getting great feedback.
So, hold on. Joe Rossi wants to ask a question. Joe, sure. What's your question, Joe?
Did the illustrations in the book come out like you had imagined them after working so hard on them?
That's a really good question. No, actually, they didn't. no. You know, a lot of things weren't as I pictured them in my imagination going through the process. I love them the way they are, and I had a lot of input seeing them. And I don't know if it was because the person was from California. I almost pictured it looking a little bit like The Giving Tree, in a way. And it came out very different. And I'm, like I said, I'm pleased, but it's funny. No, they didn't come out how I pictured it, but I think that might be a good thing.
So if folks want to get a copy of the book, is this stuff that, is it strictly online? Are you just dealing with like Amazon, or can folks go to a Barnes & Noble or whatever, wherever there are bookstores around here?
Yep, right now it's on barnesandnoble.com and amazon.com. Okay. Storybook Cove, I'll be selling them on Saturday. I've got a couple of bookstores on the North Shore, one in the North End called I Am Books, and then I'm just going to, you know, do it kind of a Johnny Appleseed and hopefully get them into your local independent bookstores. If people have suggestions, they can go to their store and ask the buyers to pick it up. My Facebook page is BOGM, Boston's Other Green Monster. So if anybody else wants to reach out to me, I'd be happy to personally sign one for them and send one their way as well.
So I would ask you, is after getting to the point that you're at right now, has it kind of sparked an interest in doing another book, or do you kind of feel that you're going to kind of just work on getting this one out there?
Well, yeah, my marketing is in full force right now, but I actually started the next book. Its working title is called Why Is It Called the Zakim Bridge Anyway? And because I had to simplify the story so much, this is strictly, the Boston's Other Green Monster is strictly about the arteries. And there are really important history and civics lessons in here, kind of snuck in an entertaining way. And I want to do the same thing with the Zakim Bridge. I've got a couple of really neat tricks up my sleeve with that. And, of course, explaining who Mr. Zakim is and why the bridge is named after him, as well as Bunker Hill Monument.
Now, does Tony return, or is it a new set of characters? Is that in development?
No, actually, it will be a new character right now working on Chelsea from Charlestown, a little skater girl who goes to the skate park by the bridge. And then, of course, I'll want to work on the Ted Williams Tunnel after that, and that will be a different character. She'll probably be from Dorchester or South Boston.
And, of course, once that book is fully developed and it's out there on the market, we'll hope you'll not only pop in here on Monday Night Talk. I know you're going to be in the works to do something, if you haven't already, with Rob Hackler to get you some airtime here so we can help you put the book out there. Once again, remind folks about what you're going to be doing this Saturday, when and where.
Right. It's this Saturday for Small Business Saturday, so come out and support your small businesses. It's at the Hanover Mall, Storybook Cove, from 10 to noon. I'll be doing readings and signings again at the Hanover Mall.
Gina, I want to thank you so much for joining us. Any big plans for the holiday coming up Thursday?
Oh, lots of family and lots of food.
And lots of books.
And lots of books, hopefully, to sell. Again, BOGM on my Facebook. Anybody's welcome to send me a little message, and I'd be happy to send a book along as well. And I really appreciate the support all you people at WATD have given me over the years.
See, next time I'm going to have Malcolm Alter come in here, and we can kind of have a conversation with you. I know you'd love to have Malcolm
We'd love to talk traffic, too.
Gina, listen, you have a great holiday. Continued success with the book, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks very much. Appreciate everything. Bye-bye, guys.
You got it. You have been listening. That was Gina Tempesta. We're going to step aside. When we come back, more Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.